Zora, your planetary brother of Neptune, returns. We're used to operating on multiple frequencies within this solar system, and therefore have to be careful with the downloads that we are experimenting with at this time through this unit. But we are on an accelerated timetable for these preparations for our participation within the root management of the East Asia mission. Gloria advises me not to blow apart this channel, but I have done my best to further integrate him and thus this triangulated team with the higher physical dimensional force field of Neptune sources that I bring in with me at this hour. This Hieronic channel, I am told, has the greater part of his experience with the Hieronic adjustments from his etheric teachers and guides, and therefore we are resynchronizing him with these physical vibrations of these higher dimensions from the planet Neptune. So bear with us as we bear down upon you in order to establish these necessary lines of force from these dimensional frequencies upon which we operate and which we will be instilling through the various astral and physical planes as we accompany you on the East Asia mission. As a Mota channel, of course, within this solar system, he is familiar with these vibrational wavelengths, but now is reawakening to these additional services that we can provide. Dr. Hannibal is overseeing this procedure from his etheric post aboard his command craft number 1235. And Gloria is aboard my craft at this time in order to help me with these adjustments because she had to work in similar circumstances when I first communicated with Nadia Landa back at the time that Gloria had made her transition and was reawakening to her own responsibilities within this solar system. We are using magnetic wavelengths that have been stepped down from your more familiar interplanetary experiential conditionings. And by the sound waves that we are able to create through the telepathic relay in this communique, we are further adjusting these gauges that we are operating as part of this preparatory phase. Thus, we are opening you to a multidimensional experience as you traverse the globe. We have special features aboard my craft, which we are able to utilize in helping you to adjust to our higher vibrational frequency. And we can, by that manner, in a sense, place you in incubation. In order that you may align yourselves with the specialized functions that we are preparing to demonstrate. So consider that in this experimental session, not only are we working on specific situations that we need to synchronize ourselves with for this mission, but in its truest form, we also are implanting the memories of these experiences of your interplanetary contacts on this planet with those of other planes and planets of this solar system, and also from those who occasionally come from beyond. So we are serving equally a planetary function as well as focusing on these preparations of this unit for the East Asia mission. For as we plant this seed within this core group, we also embed it fully within the planetary orb, the auric envelope, in order to prepare your citizens of Earth for their eventual reunification with all brothers and sisters of this federation of planets within our solar system. In this respect, too, we are operating upon multiple frequencies of light and love in action, and therefore can apprise you of these multitudes of tasks that we have before us during the time that we are on assignment for this mission. And thus I reach out and touch one, and I touch all. From what Gloria tells me and from what I am able to read upon my gauges here on my ship, I can see that I have reached a certain measure of success in this effort to resynchronize our interdimensional and interplanetary vibrations. So we are on the road to success. That is all for now, for truly anything more would be an overload. Goodbye for the moment, and hello, Zora, planet Neptune, over and out.